感谢主早晨在呼召我们在他的面前。
Thank the Lord for gathering us and calling us before His presence once again.
在下面开始交通之前，我们还再有一点点简短的祷告。
Before we fellowship, let's have another short prayer.
主，我们谢谢你，在这个末世，你还把机会让给我们，能够聚集在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that in these end times, you've given us opportunity to gather once again before you.
愿早晨圣灵在这边做启示的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do His work of revelation here.
愿我们在你面前的交通实在是成为我们生活的经历。
May the fellowship we have in you this morning be truly our life experience.
如果你不在我们当中，我们这个聚集就是枉然的。
If you are not in our midst, this meeting has no point.
实在是求主预备每个人的心，让我们的心都向你完全的敞开。
May prepare each and every one of our hearts that we would be open towards you.
对我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
把下面时间仰望在你的手中。
We give this following time into your hands.
祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray these things in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 那首先我们先看几处经文。
To start off with, let's look at a few passages.
在创世纪第六章。
In Genesis chapter 6.
第22节。
Verse 22.
挪亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。
Thus Noah did according to all that God had commanded him, so he did.
在创世纪第七章。
Genesis chapter 7,
从第六节到第九节。
From verse 6 through 9.
当洪水泛滥在地上的时候，挪亚整六百岁，挪亚就同他的妻和儿子儿妇都进了方舟，躲避洪水，洁净的畜类和不洁净的畜类，飞鸟并地上一切的昆虫，都是一对一对的，有公有母，到挪亚那里进入方舟。正如神所吩咐挪亚的。
Now Noah was 600 years old when the flood of water came upon the earth. Then Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him entered the ark because of the water of the flood. Of clean animals and animals that are not clean and birds and everything that creeps on the ground there went into the ark to Noah by twos, male and female as God had commanded Noah.
在创世纪前三章里面。
In the first three chapters of Genesis,
The first three chapters. Yeah, 抱歉。神启示了神在人里面根据他荣耀的旨意创造的。
God revealed the purpose of his creation of man.
但是亚当夏娃因着犯罪。
But through sin, because of sin, Adam and Eve.
失去神在人身上所要得着的。
Deviated from God's purpose for man.
但是感谢主，神并没有放弃。
But we thank the Lord that He did not give up.
在他的连续中,
that in His mercy,
神开始他恢复的工作,
He began His work of recovery.
在带领人回到他那永远的荣耀的旨意中,
to bring people back into His eternal glory.
接下来我们看到, 如果我们看到借着亚伯的献祭,
So we saw through Abel, through his sacrifice,
我们看到人必须经过一个祭物才能够回到主的面前。
We see that man has to go through sacrifice in order to return to God's presence.
那我们知道这个祭物就是我们的主耶稣，就是神的羔羊。
And we know that this sacrifice, this offering is the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God.
没有人能够来到主的面前，来到神的面前，除非靠着我们主耶稣的宝血。
No one can come before God except by the blood of our Lord Jesus.
感谢主，这是救赎的开端。
We thank the Lord that this is the beginning of our salvation.
接下来我们看到以诺。
And then we saw the story of Enoch.
以诺与主同行。
Enoch walked with God.
最后他被接到荣耀里。
And then he was brought into glory.
在这边我们看到神救赎的目的。
So we see the purpose of God's salvation.
就是要把人带到他的荣耀中。
Is to bring us into glory.
就像在希伯来书第二章所提到的。
Just as it's mentioned in Hebrews chapter 2.
我们的主耶稣要领众儿子。进入荣耀里。
That our Lord Jesus is bringing many sons to glory.
在这边我们看到神那荣耀的旨意在人的里面。
So we see the glorious purpose in man that God has for man.
接下来我们再看到以诺的故事。不是以诺，抱歉，挪亚的故事。
So now we look at the story of Noah.
就是刚才我们念到的经文。
In the passages we just read,
那弟兄姐妹对挪亚的故事大家都非常的熟悉。
Brothers and sisters are probably very familiar with the story of Noah.
因为挪亚相信并顺服神。
Because Noah trusted and followed God.
因着他 And 不仅仅是他得救,
because of him, not only he was saved,
他的家,
his family and all the animals were saved.
这样我们知道,
and we know that this teaches us of how to abide with Christ in Christ.
在方舟的每一个生物，每一个生命都蒙主所保守、所拯救。
Every life that was in the ark was saved.
在外面，在方舟的外面是何等的黑暗，没有生命的气息。
Outside of the ark is darkness, and there is no hope to be saved.
所以我们都知道挪亚的故事教导我们学习住在主里。
So we know that Noah's story teaches us how to abide in Christ.
那 我们知道每次我们提到住在主里的时候，里面总是有一个感觉。
And every time we talk about abiding in Christ, there is this feeling.
很难去明白，很难去了解什么是住在主里。
It can be very difficult to understand what it means to abide in Christ.
今天像我以前住在台湾。
So like me, I used to live in Taiwan.
或者更准确一点，以前住在台北。
Even more specifically in Taipei.
那我们都可以了解。
We can understand that.
后来我搬到美国, 我们住在巴尔的摩,
and then I moved to the United States and I lived in Baltimore.
然后后来搬到就现在住在西雅图,
and now I live in Seattle.
好像这住在哪里, 好像在我们的感觉里面, 我们可以看到, 可以体会。
So when we talk about where we live, we can understand this, we can understand what that means.
但是在属灵里面说到住在主里的时候, 到底是什么意思?
But when we talk about in spiritual matters, abiding in Christ, what does that mean?
到底我们怎么经历主的, 哦, 住在主里这件事?
How do we experience this matter of abiding in Christ?
难道我们就每个主日来到这边聚会, 就是住在主里吗?
Is it that we come every Sunday to the meeting and that means we're abiding in Christ?
或者是我们在家里面, 哦, 我们, 哦, 与弟兄姐妹有一些交通分享, 就是住在主里吗?
Or is it that we are at home and we have some fellowship with brothers and sisters? Is that abiding in Christ?
好像很难去明白,
it seems very difficult to understand.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
我们使徒约翰在约翰一书里面提到了几个点, 在生活中我们可以学习操练住在主里。
The Apostle John and 1 John mention a few points that can really help us exercise how to abide in Christ.
愿从这些的交通中，我们可以学习操练在生活中住在主里。
So through these this fellowship, may we really learn how to exercise what it means to abide in Christ.
那我们先看几处的经文，再继续看几处的经文。
So let's continue on and look at a few verses.
在约翰一书第二章第24节里面。
In 1 John 2:24,
他们说到，论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的都存在心里。若将起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里，子里面也住在父里面。
It says, as for you, let that abide in you which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father.
这边特别强调，将起初所听见的存在心里。
So this specifically says, let what you heard from the beginning abide in you, to hide it in your heart.
当我们这么做的时候，我们就是住在主里。
So when we do such a thing, we are abiding in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，什么是起初所听见的呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is that which we heard from the beginning?
在这边里面，我的领会，起初所听见的就是神那纯正的真道。
From what I understand, that what we heard from the beginning is that word that was preached that from the beginning.
也就是我们使徒他所教导我们的。
It is what the apostles taught.
如果我们能够持守这个真道，在主里面把这个真道常常的放在我们的心里。
If we can hold on to these words, if we can put these words in our heart, that is us abiding in Christ.
那怎么样能够把这些话存在心里呢?
And how do we hide these words in our hearts?
我们首先要认识主的话, 就是我们要读经。
We first need to know God's word, which means we need to read it.
所以我们要明白神的话。
And we need to understand it.
切实把这些话放在我们的心里。
And then hide them in our hearts.
这样我们就是与主同在,
so that we can abide in Christ.
我们就住在主里,
that we would be with Christ and abide in him.
我们知道在挪亚, 当他听到主对他说要建盖方舟的时候,
when Noah heard that, or when God instructed Noah to build the ark,
神把所有方舟所要建造的那个细节都跟挪亚说了。
God gave clear, detailed instructions to Noah on how to build the ark.
那我不晓得弟兄姐妹知道挪亚花了多久的时间把这个方舟盖完呢？
I don't know if brothers and sisters know how long Noah took to build this ark.
那我想圣经上没有很准确的记载。
There's not a very clear number in the Bible.
但是我们可以推算不是很短的时间。
But we can estimate that it was not a short period of time.
至少从40年至少要花40年以上的时间。
At least more than 40 years.
所以说这40年的时间我不知道那时候挪亚怎么记住神所教他的。
And so in those 40 years, I don't know how Noah remembered everything that God entrusted to him.
我不晓得，但是我知道挪亚必定把神所给他的记在他的心里。
But I trust that Noah took all that God told him and hid it in his heart.
四五十年过后
40-50 years passed.
他没有忘记。
He did not forget.
他还是照着神的吩咐把方舟完全照神的旨意建造。
He built the ark according to God's commandments.
如果他的记忆有问题的话，
If his memory was not accurate,
如果这个方舟不是照神所指示他所建造的差的那么一点点，
If it was off, this ark built, the construction of the ark was off even just by a little bit.
可能当洪水来的时候，
It's possible that when the flood came,
这个方舟就要沉了，
This ark would sink.
所有的人，所有的动物在里面也要要灭亡。
And all that was in the ark, the people and the animals would die.
所以建造方舟这件事对挪亚来讲是非常的重要，要非常的谨慎。
So this action of building the ark was extremely important, extremely critical that Noah built accordingly.
我也常常听到一些弟兄姐妹他们做见证的时候说到，
I also often hear brothers and sisters that give testimony.
他们年长的亲属弟兄姐妹，
our elderly brothers and sisters.
当他们年老的时候，
that in their old age,
因着身体上的疾病的软弱，
that in the weakness of their physical bodies,
他们很多事情都记不住了。
They can't remember much. They're very forgetful.
甚至很多的亲人也他也认不出来了。
And even their family members, sometimes they cannot recognize.
但是每次说到主，
But any time to speak of the Lord,
每次说到神的话语的时候，
When they speak of God's word,
可以看到那里面很非常的明亮，非常的喜乐。
That they are joyful and that they are, that they have this joy in them.
因为这些话是存在他们的心里。
Because these words have been hidden in their hearts.
是我们的肉身，我们外面的环境所拿不掉的。
It's something that our flesh and our outside circumstance cannot take away from us.
所以在这一点，我实在是借着这一点勉励弟兄姐妹，也勉励自己。
So through this point, I am encouraging brothers and sisters and encouraging myself.
我们读书的话，千千万万要仔细的读，把这些话存在心里，不是左边这边进去，右边就出来。
It is that when we read God's word, we really have to richly hide these words in our hearts. It's not that we listen through one ear and it's out the other.
所以这是第一点，我们要把话存丰丰富富的藏在我们的心里。
So this is my first point that we need to hide God's words richly in our hearts.
然后第二个点。
The second point.
我们看约翰一书第二章第二十七节。
Let's read 1 John chapter 2 verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里。
As for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true and is not a lie, and as just as it has taught you, you abide in him.
我们知道这个恩膏就是指着圣灵而说。
We know this anointing is from the Holy Spirit.
但是我觉得主神用这个恩膏这个字好像有它特别的意思。
There seems to be a very specific or special meaning for this word anointing.
在有弟兄这么解释，
There's some brothers that explain it this way.
这个恩膏其实就是指着行动中的圣灵。
This anointing is actually the Holy Spirit in action.
我们知道神的圣灵住在我们里面。
We know that the Holy Spirit lives in us.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
当这个圣灵不是只是住在我们里面就好了。
It is not that the Holy Spirit just lives in us and that's great.
这个圣灵是带着生命。
But this Holy Spirit has life.
是在我们里面要做那启示、做那释放、做那教导的工作。
It is doing the work of revealing, of freeing, and teaching.
当圣灵进到我们的里面的时候, 祂就来教导我们。
So when the Holy Spirit is in us, it also teaches us.
这就是恩膏的教训。
This is the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
祂的教导是根据神的心意、神的话。
The teaching is according, and the leading is according to God's word and God's ways.
我们前面的弟兄，包括孙弟兄，也常常在这一点里面来教导、来激励我们。
Our brothers have shared, including Brother Sun, has shared on this point to teach us.
所以我在这一点我就不再做太多的解释。So
I won't go into detail on this point.
但是回到挪亚的故事。But
let's return back to Noah's story.
我们知道挪亚神给他一个吩咐，要把很多的动物都要带到方舟里面，对不对？
We know that God commanded Noah, this gave him this job of bringing all the animals into the ark.
那我们感谢主, 神不是叫挪亚去找动物来带到方舟里面。
We thank God that God did not ask Noah to find the animals and bring them to the ark.
是动物来到挪亚的面前要进到方舟。
But instead, these animals came to Noah's, to Noah and into the ark.
我记得好几年前我们家去黄石公园。
I remember many years ago, our family went to Yellowstone National Park.
那我们去黄石公园其中一个很重要做的一件事情是什么呢？
And there's something really important to do in Yellowstone National Park.
就是我们要看野生动物。
Is that we wanted to see wildlife.
那我不晓得大家觉得野生动物在那个野外里面好不好看。
I don't know if brothers... 不是,容不容易看得见。 I don't know if brothers and sisters think that going into the wild to search for wildlife, is it easy to find them?
有些动物是非常容易。Some
animals are very easy.
譬如像那个野牛, buffalo.
The bison, the buffalo.
那个到处都很容易就看得到。
They were everywhere. It was really easy to find them.
但有些动物实在是我们找了好几天都找不到。But
there were some animals that after searching for many days, we still couldn't find them.
那你想想挪亚要是要去找这些动物来的话, 他怎么找?
So if we think, if Noah was to go and search for these animals, how would he do it?
但是感谢主，是神自己把这些动物带到他的面前。
But we thank God that it was God himself that brought these animals before Noah.
我们知道那时候这些动物都听神的命令。
We know that at the time these animals listened to God.
然后这些动物进到了方舟里面, 我相信他们也是安安静静的。
And I trust that as they entered the ark, they were quiet.
不然我们想象在一年多的时间里面在方舟要是像我们动物园里面的动物的话,
Otherwise, imagine if in a year's a span of time, if the animals act behaved as they do in the zoos these days, how Noah and his family would fare. We see that these animals could obey and follow the leading of God in them.
我们这些有生命、有神的圣灵在我们里面的这些人。
But we who have the Holy Spirit in us, who have spirits in us,
不是更应该能够顺服神的命令吗?
Shouldn't we even more so be able to obey His leading?
愿借着这个挪亚这件故事,
So through Noah's story,
那我们看到实在是我们要顺服圣灵在我们的带领,天天住,学习住在主的里面。
That we need to obey the anointing the Spirit and daily abide in Christ.
所以感谢主这边恩膏的教训是在凡事上教训我们。
So we thank God that it is through the anointing of the Spirit that is teaching us.
是凡事,不是只有一些事,我们要记住。
It's not just a few things, but in all things it's teaching us.
不是只有在一些我觉得重要的事来教导,我觉得不重要的事,小事神就不管。
It is not only in the things, some of the things that we choose, it's not in that God doesn't care about the little things in our lives.
所以巴不得神实在是教导我们,那我们能够天天顺服圣膏油的教导,那我们学习顺服主。
So may we pray that God would teach us and that we would follow the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
这是第二个点。
This is the second point.
那第三个点。
The third point.
我们从约翰一书第四章里面我们看到。
From 1 John chapter 4.
我想我从第三章好了,我看第三章这一节。
From chapter 3 actually.
在23节,24节里面说到。
Verse 23 to 24.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名。 且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。遵守神命令的就住在神里,神也住在他里。
This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded. The one who keeps his commandment abides in him, and he in him.
哦，这一点虽然好像在前面顺服圣灵带领，应该是可以包括在那个点里面。
This could probably be under the point of leading, obeying the anointing of the Spirit.
Yeah, 我想圣灵绝对是教导我们要能够彼此相爱。
Because the Spirit definitely teaches us to love one another.
但是我们知道主耶稣在他钉十字架之前。
And we know that before Jesus went to the cross,
他对门徒说的一条新命令。
He gave a commandment to the disciples.
如果大家看到约翰福音第十四章里面，这个新的命令就是彼此相爱。
That in John 4, he says 14, he says to love one another.
好像神在离开这个世界之前，被走上十字架之前，他特别把这个吩咐示下来。
Before Jesus departed from this world, before he went to the cross, he specifically gave this commandment.
刚才在约翰一书里面说到，如果我们听神的命令，顺从神的命令，就是住在主里。
And it is that,
住在神里。
That the one who keeps his commandment abides in him.
所以巴不得弟兄姐妹，我们能够知道神的教导。
So brothers and sisters, may we know God's commandments.
特别在顺彼此相爱这件事情上。
And especially in this matter of loving one another.
我们知道我们是从不同的背景、不同的文化、不同的地方被召聚在他的教会里面。
We know that we come from different backgrounds, different cultures, and different places to come into his house.
但是我们有一个相同的点。
But we have one similarity.
我们有一个同一个生命，同一个主。
We have the same life and the same Lord.
这就够我们能够彼此相爱。
This is enough for us to love one another.
我们爱是主先爱我们。
We love because he first loved us.
在约翰一书里面也说到神就是爱。
In 1 John it also said that God is love.
爱住在爱中就是住在主里。
And to love one another, to abide in his love is to also love one another.
如果我们再回到挪亚的故事。
If we return to the story of Noah.
那我们知道像我自己对一些动物有偏好。
For myself, if I have some preferences or favoritism towards animals.
那我相信弟兄姐妹可能也对各种动物有你们自己的偏好。
And I trust brothers and sisters also have their preference towards certain animals.
那譬如像我姐姐。
For example, my sister, my older sister.
她非常不喜欢鸡。
She really does not like chickens.
从小她就不吃鸡肉。
Ever since she was little, she did not eat chickens.
任何关于鸡有羽毛的，像鸡毛毯子，她都非常的害怕。
Anything that has to do with chickens or things that have feathers, like a down blanket, she's very scared of.
那我们想一想，要是叫我姐姐，她在方桌前面迎接这些动物进来的时候。
So if you think about my sister, if she were to be the one standing in front of the ark to bring these animals in,
她一看到鸡,
if she sees a chicken,
她就把她说, 你不能进来, 我不喜欢你。
You can't come in, I don't like you.
要是挪亚有这样子的心态,
if Noah had this heart, or this attitude,
她有偏好, 她有偏爱,
if he had a preference, if he had favoritism,
我们今天就没有鸡肉了。
We may not have chicken today.
我们感谢主，这个好像是一个好像一个开玩笑的一个感觉。
We thank the Lord that yes, this may feel humorous.
但是我们要承认，我们自己都有自己的喜好，自己的偏心。
But we have to admit that we have our own preferences, our own favors.
但是为什么神在这边特别教导我们要彼此相爱？
But why does the Lord specifically command us here to love one another?
我们要爱主所爱的。
We need to love that which God loves.
即使我们在肉身我们的感觉里面我们好像不容易爱一些我们觉得不可爱的人。
In our own flesh, it is not easy for us to love those who we may think is unlovable.
但是感谢主只要是主所爱的弟兄姐妹我们都需要爱他们。
But we thank the Lord because it is as long as it is a brother or sister that God loves, we are to love.
这是主的命令。
This is God's commandment.
我们要遵守主的命令，就是住在主里。
And we need to keep His commandment and abide in Him.
愿借着这些点，我们能够彼此劝勉，彼此激励。
May through these few points we be encouraged and be mutually strengthened.
住在主里不是一件抽象的事。
This A matter of abiding in Christ is not an abstract matter.
是在我们的生活中, 我们可以学习操练的。
It is something that in our lives we can practice.
今天就这短短这个三个点, 哦, 彼此我们来劝勉。
So through these three short points today, may we be encouraged.
第一个, 我们要把主的话, 丰丰富富地藏在我们的心里。
Number one, we need to hide God's word richly in our hearts.
第二个点, 就是我们要顺服圣灵的带领,
number two,
高油的带领,
number two is that we need to obey the teaching of the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
第三个点,
number three,
我们要彼此相爱,
we need to love one another.
愿神的话继续做工在我们每个人的心里,
may God's words continue to do its work in our hearts.
让我们在学习与主同住, 哦, 住在主里这件事情上, 我们能够越来越有进步, 越来越有感觉。
That may we grow and may we understand more of what it means to abide in Christ.
好,
my sharing will end here. We truly thank the Lord.
刚才记得弟兄, 告诉我们住在主里面几个实行的点。
Our brother gave us some very important points regarding abiding in the Lord.
感谢主，主今天早上给我同样的相似的负担。
And I thank the Lord because He has given me very similar burden to share.
因为我们经文也会讲到住在主里。
Because my topic is also abiding in the Lord.
那主这一次给我看见说要浇中。
And so this time, the Lord has given to me to share about abiding in Him, the true vine.
那我们弟兄姐妹，我们都清楚说，主说过他是葡萄树。
And we know that the Lord has already spoken very clearly that He is the vine.
我们是枝子。
We are the branches.
我们现在一起读一下约翰福音15章第1节和第2节。
So let's read together the Gospel according to John chapter 15, verses 1 and 2.
我是真葡萄树。 我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, He prunes it so that it may bear more fruit.
我们注意到第一节里面，主特别说他是真葡萄树。
We see it in verse 1, the Lord says that He is the true vine.
我们感谢主，这个真这个字实在是对我们今天这个世代人非常的宝贵。
And so we thank the Lord because this word true is so precious to us today.
因为我们弟兄姐妹，我们现在在这世上真是充满很多的资讯。
Because we know that there are many false things in this world today.
我们也听过一些假的资讯。
We hear many fake news.
我们也听过这些好像 不完全的资讯,
and we hear very incomplete news as well.
我们甚至听过一些想要来骗你的资讯。
We even hear news that are there to deceive you.
虽然说我们不好,
and so even though it's not good,
但是我们好像也真诚渴望听到真正的资讯。
It causes us to desire after hearing that which is true, true news.
但感谢主提醒我们。
And so we thank the Lord, He reminds us.
只有神是真理。
Because God is truth.
主说我是真理。
He says that I am the truth.
所以我们如果今天想要在这世界上找真实的东西, 我们可能是徒劳无功。
And so today, if you want to seek after that which is true in this world, it might be in vain.
所以我们应该常在主里面。
So we need to often be in the Lord.
我们应该可以得到那真实的，而且纯洁的，很正确的。
Because in Him you will hear that which is true, that which is perfect, that which is complete.
所以主在第一节说，他说他是真葡萄树。
And so here in verse 1 it says, He says that He is the true vine.
那这从我们读了这两节，我们发现主在这里特别讲到说这个结果是这个问题。
And in these two verses we also see that the Lord is talking about this matter of bearing fruit.
所以就是说主这个真葡萄树上是会结果子的。
He is concerned about whether or not these branches are bearing fruit.
所以我们现在来看到第二节。
So verse 2.
第二节有一句话是我们首先看见说这个枝子是在主里面的。
We first see that these branches, they are in the Lord.
或者说这些枝子是属主的。
Or we need to say that these branches are of the Lord.
我们感谢主，我们每次想到说这属主这个或者在主里面这个观念的时候，我觉得我们应该觉得非常的甜蜜。
Every time we have this thought that we are of the Lord or that we are in the Lord, there's a sense of sweetness.
因为这个归属感，我觉得也是我们今天世代人非常需要的。
Because the sense of belonging is so important for us today.
那感谢主，我们知道在旧约中的雅歌，或者是说所罗门的歌里面有这样一句话。
And so we thank the Lord in the Old Testament, in the Song of Songs, there is this verse.
第六章第三节。
In chapter 6, verse 3, it says.
他说：“我属我的良人，我的良人也属我。”
I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine.
弟兄姐妹在这里讲到这个字是我，就是单数字。
Here, this I, it is singular.
所以这里非常宝贵，所以主是告诉我们说，我们每一位弟兄姊妹，我们个人和主是一个归属的感。
And so here the Lord tells us that every one of us individually that we can have the sense of belonging.
不仅我是属主的。
That I am of the Lord.
那主也是属我的。
And the Lord is also He belongs to me.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们想到这句话的时候，我们心里。应该觉得感谢主。
And so when we think of this verse, we need to have a heart of thanks.
我们心里也非常觉得甘甜。
And we also need to sense sweetness.
因为我本来是乃是死在罪过犯罪恶之中的人。
Because previously we were dead in our sins and transgressions.
那神爱我们。
But yet God loves me.
神很重视生命。
He cares so much about life.
所以神用他儿子的血来洁净我们。
And He has used the blood of His Son to cleanse me.
不仅洁净我们
，not only cleanse us，
也没有把我们放在一边而已
，and now place us aside，
乃是说我们是属主的
，but now no， we belong to God。
那神也说他也属我们
，and God also says that He belongs to us。
所以弟兄姐妹，对这个感觉，我们应该要感谢神
，and so for this we need to truly thank God，
赞美神
，and we need to praise God。
因为这个彼此归属的这个是一个永远的状态。
Because in the sense of belonging, we need to know that it is forever, it is eternal.
从我们蒙恩得救那一个时刻就开始了。
From that very moment when you were saved, that's when it began.
那当我们知道在这里讲到说属主，这个说我属我的良人，我的良人也属我。
And here we know this belonging is to the Lord. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine.
那这个也可以讲到说教会。
We can also say that this is of the church.
因为有一天主说他要回来迎娶他的教会。
Because the Lord has already said that one day He is going to come back for His bride, His church.
教会就是他的新娘，他的心腹。
And the church is His bride.
那我最近我女儿出嫁。
And just recently, my daughter, she is married.
那我看到在那婚礼里面，大家都非常的欢喜。
And in the wedding ceremony, everyone was so full of joy.
那弟兄姐妹，我们也要有这样一个提醒。
And so brothers and sisters, we are reminded.
有一天主来迎娶我们的时候。
One day when the Lord comes back for us.
啊，那个欢喜会超过我们今天在世上的婚礼千倍万倍，数不尽的。
That joy is going to far surpass the joy that we have here on earth by millions of times over.
所以感谢主，我们不仅有一个未来的盼望。
And so we thank the Lord, not only do we have a hope that is to come.
那我们今天在这世上，我们也说，我们现在就是属主的。
But here on earth today, we belong to the Lord.
我们为这感谢主。
And so for that we thank Him.
第二节呢，但是有一句话也实在读起来，其实应该叫我们有点惊讶。
And so in verse 2, as we read on, when you read these words, perhaps it may make you feel surprised.
因为现在我们知道这枝子是在主里面的。
Because now we already know these branches are in the Lord.
枝子是属主的。
And they are of the Lord.
但第二节却说会有不结果子的枝子。
And yet, in verse 2, it talks about these branches that do not bear fruit.
我想我们可能有时候读没注意，但是这一次主感动我读的时候，我注意到读的时候觉得非常心里非常的惊讶。
Sometimes when you read over these words, you don't really pay attention. But this time while reading it, it caused me to feel surprised.
所以在主里面属主，这是一个真理。
Yes, it is a truth that we are in the Lord and we belong to the Lord.
这是一个事实。
It is a fact.
但是我们却发现说，在主里面会有不结果子。不结果子的枝子。
And yet we do realize that there are these branches that are in the Lord that do not bear fruit.
那更可怕的是下一句话说这样的枝子父神要把它剪去。
And even more scary is that he continues on to say that he will prune or he will cut these branches.
但弟兄姐妹们这里讲到剪去不是只说离开了主的生命。
And when it talks about pruning, it does not talk about how you will then be separate from his life.
因为从这两节我们很清楚看见主在这里讲的是结果子这个问题。
Because here in these two verses, the Lord is talking about this matter of bearing fruit.
因为如果不结果子的话，这个葡萄树就不是葡萄树了。
Because if it does not bear fruit, then this vine is no longer a vine.
所以为什么主在第一节要特别强调说，他说我是真葡萄树。
Because he already says in verse 1 that I am the true vine.
那葡萄树上如果没有葡萄，
If a vine has no grapes,
那这就不太，就不能说它是葡萄树了。
Then you can't really say that it is a vine.
所以我们感谢主。
And so we thank the Lord.
主是一个，我们刚才说的主是真理。
We already said previously, the Lord, He is truth.
所以主不让我们有任何错误的观念。
The Lord doesn't want us to have any misconceptions.
是的，主说我们是属他的。
Yes, the Lord has already said that we belong to Him.
但是这该说的话主还是要说。
But the things that He needs to say, He will still say it.
所以属他的住在他里在他里面的不见得会结果子。
That those who are in Him, that belong to Him, may not necessarily bear fruit.
所以主在这里面给我们一个非常重要的提醒。
And so the Lord is giving us a very important reminder.
所以我们在主里面我们应当也要结果。
That if you are in the Lord, you need to bear fruit.
那我们可能就要问说，为什么结果子这件事情那么重要
？And so we need to continue on and ask why is bearing fruit so important？
也许我们要回到原初。
Perhaps we need to go back to the very beginning。
刚才弟兄也带我们读创世纪。
Our brother previously led us to read Genesis。
然后我们下一节经文在创世纪里面。
Our next verse is also in Genesis。
第一章。
Chapter one。
第一章第二十九节。
Chapter one, verse 29。
神说：“看哪，我将遍地上一切结种子的菜蔬。”和一切树上所结有核的果子全赐给你们做食物。
Then God said, Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed, it shall be food for you.
我们感谢神。
So we thank the Lord.
在创世纪当中神创造了一切。
In Genesis 1, we see that God created everything.
然后最后神造了人。
And then lastly, he created man.
然后到最后神就告诉人说。
And afterwards, he said to man.
他把这个菜蔬和果子都赐给我们做食物。
That every plant and every fruit has been given to him as food.
所以我们看见在这里很清楚的知道说果子是给我们做食物的。
And so we see very clearly that fruit is given to us as food.
那我们现在很清楚说我们为什么要吃饭。
And now we know very clearly why we need to eat food.
因为我们需要这个生命需要这些养分来维持。
Because we need nourishment in order for our bodies to continue to live.
所以我们说这里思想的话我们就看见说哦为什么神这么重视果子。
And so here we, as we meditate, we realize why God emphasizes fruit so much.
因为果子是用来供应生命的。
Because fruit has been given as nourishment for the body.
于是我们现在就明白了我们为什么要结果子。
So now we come to understand why we need to bear fruit.
因为我们彼此我们真的是在生命上要彼此来扶持。
Because mutually in our lives we need to support one another.
所以在我们教会生活里面。
So in church life.
所以我们很多事情，我们可以来供应生命。
There are many things in which you can receive and provide life.
所以我们要结果子。
We need to bear fruit.
我们要供应生命。
So that you can provide for life.
比如说昨天有周六的福音聚会。
For example, yesterday, Saturday, we had the gospel meeting.
我们把福音传给还没认识主的福音朋友们。
We share the gospel with our friends.
为什么？
Why?
因为我要供应生命给他们。
Because we want to give them life.
那我们弟兄姐妹彼此相处的时候。
Now when brothers and sisters get along with one another.
也就是圣灵感动我们去探望一个弟兄或一个姊妹。
Perhaps the Holy Spirit would move you to go visit somebody.
这个就是一个供应生命。
This is also to provide life.
因为那时候弟兄姊妹也有需要这样一个帮助。
And sometimes brothers and sisters, they need that help.
那我们也弟兄姐妹也有我们看过很多弟兄姐妹在一起聚餐吃饭。
And then brothers and sisters, we also see they gather together for meals.
在宴席的时候也彼此有交通。
That in the love feast, we also have fellowship.
交通一些自己最近的生活的经历。
We fellowship regarding some of the experiences we have in our lives.
非常欢喜在神的面前。
And we rejoice together before the Lord.
也在彼此供应生命。
We mutually provide life.
这些种种都是我们要结果子的一些很实在一些做法。
These are very practical examples of how we bear fruit in our lives.
所以我们看见说神是要我们 结果子。
And so we see that God wants us to bear fruit.
我也感谢神哈，神在十五章第二节讲到说，神是也需要枝子结很多的果子。
And I also thank the Lord because in verse 2 it says that we are to bear much fruit.
因为在神的家中是一个非常丰富的。
Because in God's house, it is a place of abundance.
所以我们进到神的家中，在弟兄姐妹聚集的时候。
And so when we gather together with brothers and sisters in God's house,
我们应该常常觉得说啊，我们过了一个非常丰富的生活。
We need to feel that we are living such an abundant life.
因为我们的神是一个丰富的神。
Because our God is a God of abundance.
所以我们感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
所以神给我们真是很多机会能够一同聚在他面前。
He has given us many opportunities that we can gather in His presence.
但是当我们没有一起聚在他面前的时候，我们个人在主面前也可以常常与神有交通。
And that together, as well as when we are by ourselves individually, we can have fellowship with the Lord.
所以神为什么说要我们能够常常来到他的面前？
That is why God says that we are to often gather in His presence.
这对我们实在是神给我们一个很大的帮助。
This is a great help for us.
那当然我们在神的神的救恩里面，在神的家中待久的时候。
And of course, as you spend a lot of time in God's house and in His salvation,
我们有时候可能就有一点变成懒惰下来。
There may be times when you become a little bit more lazy.
好像忘记说，其实在这里有神的同在。
Or forgetful that right now, right here, God is here.
所以我们常常要接受神的借着圣灵给我们的提醒。
So we often need to receive the reminder from the Holy Spirit.
现在神就在我们当中。
That right now God is among us.
所以这个我们在神的家中是非常丰富的一个生活。
And so we have an abundant life in His house.
我们感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
所以我们现在知道说我们是属主的，我们也需要结果子。
So now we know we belong to the Lord and we need to bear fruit.
但是我们可能常常会有一个错误的感觉了。
However, sometimes we may misunderstand.
哦，对，我要去结果子。
That I need to go now and bear fruit.
开始要用我自己的力量啊，去结果子。
I need to use my own strength. I need to bear fruit.
所以感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神接下来就在第五节里面这样说。
The Lord continues on in verse 5, He says.
约翰福音十五章第五节。
This is John 15 verse 5.
也是我们刚才弟兄也提醒我们的。
And our brother had just reminded us as well.
住在主里面。
That you are to abide in Him.
好，十五章第五节。
Chapter 15 verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这节经文里面，主子说我是葡萄树了。
In this verse, the Lord says that I am the vine.
因为我们刚才从前面读下来，我们现在明白了为什么主要说他是真葡萄树。
And so from the previous verse, we now understand why he says that he is a true vine.
啊，现在我们已经明白了。
Now we understand.
所以主不需要再说我是真葡萄树。
So now he no longer needs to repeat to say that I am the true vine.
因为现在主知道我们要结果子。
Because now he knows that we know we need to bear fruit.
那怎么结果子呢？
How do we bear fruit then?
所以主说我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And so he says, I am the vine, you are the branches.
所以我们不过就是枝子而已，要记得这一点。
We need to remember we are merely a branch.
其实枝子哈，如果没有连在葡萄树上的话，那第一个它就不可能结果子。
And so first, if a branch is not connected to the vine, it cannot bear fruit.
所以主在这里说，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。
And so the Lord says, He who abides in me and I in him.
这个中文是说常在我里面。
In Chinese, it says to hide in him.
那在刚才英文有些版本是用住在主里。
And some versions in English it says to abide or to dwell or live.
因为这原文这个字其实有很多这种类似的意思。
And in the original vocabulary it has all of these meanings.
那读英文翻译，我也看过一个翻译叫做 remain, 就是留在主里面。
There's another version, another translation in English that says that you are to remain, to stay.
所以我觉得这个藏在我里面，或者说这个留在主里面哈，这个或者住在主里面，都给我们一个非常一个简单的一个概念。
And so whether you use remain or to abide or to stay or to hide, it all has a very simple thought. Because here, you're not doing anything great. Just stay in Him. And the Lord has already told us that we are already in Him. Don't forget, we are in Him. That we belong to Him. Because oftentimes in our daily lives, this is our problem. The reason why we do not bear fruit. Because we have gone away. But the Lord tells us that we are in Him. But we've left.
And so in
chapter 15, verse 5, it says that you are to remain in Him. And then you will bear much fruit. You bear much fruit. Not just a little fruit. But much fruit. And this is the heart of our Father. And so I thank the Lord. And so whether it is to abide or to remain in Him, it is very simple. Because the Lord has already done this. Because the Lord has already placed us into the body of Christ. And if you are in the body, you are in the Lord. Just don't leave. And so thank the Lord.
我记得以前弟兄讲到罗马书12章第一节的时候,
I remember in the past when brother shared on Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
那里讲到说我们是应当把身体献上当作活祭,
and there it tells us that we need to offer up our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
因为我们平常讲到牺牲, 那个牺牲的这个祭物都是死的,
and oftentimes when we talk about sacrifice, we know that we are sacrificing a dead animal.
因为动物要把它杀死之后才会变成祭物,
because once an animal is killed, then it can become a sacrifice.
现在弟兄讲到说, 但是罗马书讲到说是一个活祭,
but here, our brothers share with us that in chapter 12 of Romans, you are a living sacrifice.
是的, 主要在我们每天的生活里面来, 来把我们自己奉献给神。
And yes, the Lord daily wants us to offer up ourselves as a sacrifice to Him.
但同样一个问题, 因为这是活祭,
but here's the issue, that it needs to be a living sacrifice.
那弟兄就开玩笑说, 这个活的东西会走路的。
And so our brothers laugh and say, the problem with a living sacrifice, it is living, it is alive, it can walk away.
所以我们看见在我们生活里面, 这点何等的真, 何等的真实。
And so we find it is so true in our daily lives.
主没有要我们就变成一个死的祭物在祭坛上。
The Lord does not want us to be a dead sacrifice upon the altar.
所以主很有恩典, 很有怜悯。
Because He's so full of grace and mercy.
主说我们是活祭。
He says, you are a living sacrifice.
但是我们是活的,
but because we are living, we have our own ideas.
自己的行动,
our own actions. So previously, we need to be on the altar.
这个活祭不听话,
but now this sacrifice is disobedient and runs away off of the altar.
我想感谢主在这边是告诉我们一个非常
but here the Lord is telling us this truth. And reminding us in our very practical daily situations. Brothers and sisters, today on earth we are alive. Do not forget that you belong to the Lord. We previously should already have sacrificed, consecrated ourselves to Him. So that our actions and all that we are, we cannot be away from Him. We are to remain in Him. We are to abide and dwell in Him.
其实讲到住的话, 我觉得, 我们可能每天其实有经历过我们自己可能不太注意的情况。
And when we talk about this word abiding, perhaps there's a situation that you don't really pay much attention to.
像我也注意到我的孩子们回到家里的时候,
when my children come back home,
他们就非常的轻松。
They feel very relaxed.
坐在沙发上,
they can sit on the sofa.
然后就在那里休息,
And they can sit there and relax. And they can speak.
我作为父亲, 我看见, 他们非常的在家里面住着非常轻松。
And so I, as a father, when I see my children, when they live at home, they feel so comfortable and relaxed.
我想我们住在家里面其实都是这样, 我们觉得回到家, 非常的舒适。
And so we feel the same. When we go home, we feel so comfortable.
所以我们可以把这样的观念应用在神的家中一样。
We often use that same idea in God's house.
因为神不是要我们就非常的好像说, 要做些事情要很紧张。
God doesn't want us to do anything in such an anxious and nervous way in the house. We are to dwell in Him.
我会想象说, 哦,
and now I think, oh yes, now I dwell in God.
神是我的住所,
and God is my dwelling place.
我应该是好像回到家一样,
it's like I should just come home. I can feel very comfortable and relaxed.
所以15章第5节, 有福的蒙福的真理。
And so in chapter 15 verse 5, this is a very blessed truth.
因为主说就住在我里面。
Because the Lord just says, come, dwell, abide in me.
就留在我里面。
Just stay, remain in me.
不需要跑出去。
Don't leave.
不需要想说自己用头脑去思想说我要怎么样去结果子。
Don't think about in your own mind, how am I supposed to bear fruit?
这人只要住在主里，这人就多结果子。
But if anyone abides in him, he will bear much fruit.
所以我们感谢主。
And so I thank the Lord.
主从来没有叫我们做一些我们做不到的事情。
The Lord has never asked us to do something which you cannot do.
而且我常常想到保罗弟兄说的话。
I often think about Brother Paul, what he says.
他说主的恩典是够我们使用的。
He says that his grace is always sufficient for us.
所以我们看见说主在这里就告诉我们这个非常简单的真理。
And so here the Lord tells us this very simple truth.
那在15章第5节最后一句话我觉得也是非常重要。
And yet the last part, the last phrase of verse 5 is also very important.
主说因为离了我你们就不能做什么。
For apart from me you can do nothing.
因为我觉得说有时候我们读了这些经文就这样读过去了。
Sometimes we just read this and it passes by.
但这些经文事实上是非常 非常一个确实一个确据的一个说法。
However, these words are very strong. They're very these are words with great conviction.
因为主说我们要记得。
Because here the Lord says that we are to remember.
离开他，我们就不能做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
所以我们今天如果说手上做一些事情。
So today, if you have done something.
所以我们以为我们做了一些事情。
The Lord has given you some things to do.
那我们就要思想,
then we need to think about it.
做这件事情的时候是不是跟主已经离开主?
When we do these things, are we doing it apart from Him?
因为主已经说得非常确实了,
because
离开他,
the Lord has already said,
离开他, 我们就不能做什么。
He said very clearly, apart from Him, we can do nothing.
那换句话说,我们今天以为我们自己做的事情,
or in another words, today we have things that we need
我们,
to do.
我们能够反省的话,
and
we examine ourselves.
And so we decide in ourselves.
然后 examine
or design it. Examine as we examine ourselves.
当我们检查发现说，哦，这跟主完全没关。
Oh, when we examine ourselves, we realize this has nothing to do with the Lord.
那我们可能我们就是白白的做工了。
Then we've done it in vain.
我们来读一下诗篇127篇第一节。
Let's read Psalm 127 verse 1.
这里是神 启示给所罗门讲的一句话。
This is a word that is revealed to Solomon in which he says.
我想也是弟兄姐妹我们也很熟悉的一句话。
I also believe it's a verse that we're all very familiar with.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen keep awake in vain.
所以这句话非常清楚地就告诉我们说，离开主，我们所做的都是枉然。
And so here, this verse tells us very clearly, anything apart from the Lord will be done in vain.
因为今天我们现在以为是我们在建造一个房子。
Today, let's say that we are building a house.
那若不是神建造的话，我们的建造就是枉然劳力。
Now, if God is not the one building the house, then we who build it, we build it in vain.
那同样的，今天我们以为说我们在看守我们的家。Or
in other words, today let's say that we think that we are watching over our house.
但若不是主在那边看守这个家。
But unless the Lord is the one who's guarding and watching the house.
那看守人就枉然警醒。
Then the watchmen also keep awake in vain.
就是白白做。
You've done it in vain.
所以弟兄姐妹，我想这句话是给我一个非常好的提醒。
And so brothers and sisters, this is such a good reminder for myself.
我们也可以常常说，我们在做事的时候，我们应该要来思想主。
And so oftentimes when we are doing the things that we need to do, we need to meditate on Him.
就把我们所行的都来交在主的面前。
All that we are doing, we place it before the Lord.
那不然的话，我们就是等于是白做工。
Otherwise, you're just working in vain.
或者说做了等于没做。
Or like you've done it as if you haven't done anything at all.
浪费我们的生命。
You've wasted your life.
所以感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
主提醒我们说他是那一位永生的神。
The Lord reminds us that He is the eternal true God.
主也愿意我们说能够在他里面。
And He desires for us to remain in Him.
因为主在这里告诉我们就是这是非常简单的。
And He tells us this is very simple.
这样我们就可以多结果子。
So that you can bear much fruit.
我今天早上教导停在这里。
And so this is my sharing this morning.
好，我们再一点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你向我们说话。
Thank you for speaking to us.
主啊，你的话就是真理。
Your words are truth.
主啊，你的话就是我们的粮食。
And your words are our bread and provision.
你的话也是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is also the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path.
今天早晨，谢谢你向我们说话。
And we thank you this morning for speaking to us.
使我们在这地上的行事为人有了准则。
So that as we live, we would have a purpose and goal.
我们真是要俯伏在你的施恩座前。
We do prostrate ourselves before your throne of grace.
主啊，愿你得到一切的荣耀。
Lord, may you receive all the glory.
得到一切的感谢。
May you receive all the thanksgiving.
得到一切的赞美。
And receive all the praises.
得到一切的敬拜。
And receive all the worship.
主啊，因为这是你当得的。
Because this is what you are due.
谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you for your love.
谢谢你救了我们。
Thank you for saving us.
谢谢你让我们能够住在你里面。
Thank you for allowing us to abide in you.
我们感谢你。
And so we thank you.
从你那里我们就得着力量。
From you we have gained strength.
在这一个末后的时代。
That in these last days.
在仇敌四布的环境。
In this environment where the enemy is rampant.
主啊，我们说我们靠着你，我们可以向仇敌，向这个世代夸胜。
That according to you, by you, we are able to have victory and overcome the enemy.
主啊，谢谢你继续在我们身上做工。
And so we thank you that you are doing a work in us.
让你的教会早日成为美丽的心腹。
We pray that your church may very quickly be prepared as a beautiful bride.
好叫你能够快快地回到你百姓当中。
So that you may return soon among your people.
谢谢主给我们荣耀的盼望。
Thank you for this glorious hope.
谢谢主早晨与我们同在。
Thank you for your presence with us this morning.
听我们这样的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.